something.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. Go ahead. Take a moment. Compare freetalklive.com to those other talk show hosts' websites. And you tell me who's got the better site and at what cost. I think we've got more free on our site than the other shows have behind their paywalls. See if I'm right about that. Go to freetalklive.com. One of the things you can do, one of the myriad of things you can do on our website, is you can actually influence some of the stuff we'll talk about on the show each night. So the college story that we started the show out with tonight came from the front page of our website. You go to freetalklive.com, you create a free account, you can then submit different show prep suggestions, whether it's a news story from the internet somewhere or
blog post
or a video. You can even just write something up right there in the submit box if you want to. And then other listeners will then vote up or vote down based on how they feel about your submission. You can also vote up and vote down on the other items on the site. And the most popular stories make it up to the front page of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and more likely to talk about it here on the radio. And so it's actually been a really great topic so far tonight. People have been calling in with their college experiences. Is what we started out with, for those of you just tuning in, is college just seems like it's kind of, for a lot of people, a real bad deal. You know, there are certain areas where it's the thing you need, like if you want to be an engineer, you want to be a
doctor, lawyer,
teacher, a lawyer, or something like that. There are certain careers where college is going to be a requirement. But a lot of people graduate high school, and the entire time they've been told, All right, son, you got to go to college because that's what you do. Because college is what kids are supposed to do. Because you'll have more success, you'll make more money if you're in college. The statistics show it, or at least the statistics the college promoters would like you to see. When you actually start digging into some of those numbers about how the claim that college-educated people make more than high school-educated people, that doesn't factor in everything necessarily.
Well, wouldn't the people that can make it into college, the people that could go to college, make more than the people that couldn't or wouldn't? I mean, that's kind of...
Because of the economic strata they might be coming from?
Just all kinds of different reasons. Their intelligence factor, things like that. Intelligent people make more money than dumb people. I'm not saying that intelligent people go to college and dumb people don't, but I can say that it's harder for dumb people to make it through college than it is for smart people.
I don't know, man. I've seen some college kids that just make me...
Admittedly.
Yeah. So I want to hear about your stories. Was it worth it for you to go to college? What was your experience like? Or maybe you managed to have a tremendous level of success, or at least a moderate level of success, outside of the college system. Maybe you spent those 4 years that other people spent pouring money into college. Maybe you spent those 4 years investing money into yourself or your business. Because for me, if I'm going to spend, sometimes you can walk out of college with $30,000 in debt or more. The average is, I think, around $30,000. That's $30,000 you could have gone and started your own business with. And then at least you'd have,
Well, one would assume that you'd probably spent some money on the education, too. So that's $40,000 or $50,000 you could have started your own business with.
So there's a lot to say.
There's a lot to be said for going out for 4 years and working in the marketplace and in a career that you're interested in doing and getting paid for it rather than going to college and paying them.
I think so. That's what I did.
If you don't even know why you're going, if you don't even know what you want to do, you're just kind of picking something out of the air. No, you're wasting your own money and your parents' money.
You'll end up like my sister. She went to a school for art. She went to get a 4-year degree for some kind of art thing, and I don't know what the exact degree was, but it was one of those art degrees. Mm. What are you going to do with that? You going to paint? I mean, you can paint if you don't have a degree. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Work for an artist is what she did for a little while, and then that didn't pan out, or she changed her mind and decided she wanted to be a chef.
Well,
after she'd been through 4 years of school, after getting this, this art degree, which is next to useless, she then decides she wants to be a chef. So my parents, I think, made the right decision. I don't think they're going to pay for her school in the second time. They paid the first time.
Well,
I don't think they're going to pay again.
Everybody eats. How many paintings do you have to sell at $600 to $1,000 a month in order to make a living as an artist? You just, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think there's that much fine art getting sold in the marketplace.
Let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts, your stories, your experiences. Let's talk to RJ to start things out this hour. Calling from our hometown of Sarasota, Florida, listening to WFLA. Hello, RJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just going to say that, by chance, I walked into a job fair one day, and I applied at a bank, and I got the job. And before that, I had gone to school for a little bit at MCC, where you were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of stopped going there because I was working at a bank, and I kind of made it a career out of it for, I'm 28 now, for 3 or 4 years. And then due to some bad choices, I quit there, and then after some bad choices, my credit score dropped to the point where I no longer have good credit.
Oh boy.
And then I tried to go back to school, and then I dropped some classes, so I can't get financial aid help anymore. So you gotta be careful now if you don't plan things out, because now I can't go back to the career because I don't have good credit. Bank won't hire you with good credit, and it's hard for me to go back to school. In fact, if you get a huge debt when you're in college, a lot of jobs won't hire you if you don't have good credit. Like, I've applied at anywhere from minimum wage jobs to managerial positions. Just about any company now checks your credit. And it's almost a matrix. They plug it in, and if you don't have good credit, they won't even hire you.
Why is that?
And you probably have bad credit if you don't have a job because you've been at college and you have this stiflingly large debt hanging over your head.
So luckily, he went to MCC, so it's probably not so bad.
I'm not saying him in particular. Yeah. I'm talking about somebody in general.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, so what are you doing right now? I mean, you are completely unemployed?
Yeah, I pretty much dug myself a pretty big hole. I'm trying to get out of it. It's difficult with low resources, and if you don't have family money and you don't have good credit, man, it's pretty difficult. But
I don't understand this. I'm not a human resources manager. Why would an employer do a credit check on a potential employee?
Is this the first you've heard of this?
I've never heard of this before.
My God, I've been doing this for years.
I haven't applied for a job in a long time, Mark. Mm-hmm. I mean, last time I applied for a job was the 90s.
There's the obvious reasons. I know, if you go to talk to a recruiter and you want to join the military, certain jobs, if you don't have good credit, it's like a risk. Like, if you want a security clearance, it sounds funny.
Okay, but I mean, flipping burgers at McDonald's, you don't really need a security clearance for.
No, and you might even be able to work your way up to a manager there or be a manager, and they might not do a credit check. But I actually applied at an auto parts store, and they were all ready to hire me, but one of the reasons they said they didn't is because of the credit score, because it's a risk. They look at it like it's just about everywhere you go, you have to sign a disclosure saying that's okay for them to check your credit. And you'd be surprised, a lot of the positions and companies, a lot of them don't, but a lot of them do.
I am surprised by that. That's interesting.
Well, Ian, if you have the choice of hiring two people that are, all things being equal, but one of them has a great credit score and pays their bills, and the other one has a crappy credit score because they don't pay their bills, who are you going
to
hire?
Yeah, that makes sense to me, Mark. I see where you're coming from, and I just, it was news to me, you know. Thank you, RJ, for your story, and good luck out there. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
It's really common these days. It's become much more common because it's a way to judge somebody's personality to some extent. I'm not saying it's accurate.
But how do you get out of that hole? I mean, if you've made some bad choices, but how do you pay the bills if you don't have work?
Pay your bills.
Move back home. You got to do what you got to do, right?
Check on roommates.
Yeah.
I don't know what to
lower
say.
Lower your cost of living and, prostitute yourself. 1-800-259-9231. Ain't no shame. Ain't no shame. All right, let's continue and talk to Dylan. Listening to WTAR in Virginia Beach. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
I heard you talking about the whole college endeavor, and it really kind of struck a chord with me because I'm working for Pizza Hut now. I have my master's in engineering. And
you can
I'm
make one hell of a pizza, though, can't you? I mean, that is the most superbly made pizza ever.
Okay, I hope people are listening and hearing what people have to say today, because I like that you're touching on this, and people who are thinking about going to college as some kind of means to an end or some kind of means to a great lifestyle, really think hard about it, because I'm not trying to be a jerk, because education is important, but I definitely feel a little ripped off. I was raised in a neighborhood where it's pretty much what you do, you go to college, and I'm thankful.
Dylan, can you hang on? Can we hang on to you and get a little more of your story here in a moment?
Yeah, I think Dylan's got a great story.
Dylan? Oh, don't go away. Please don't go away. Hang on. Dylan, we'll put him on hold. Hopefully he'll stick with us because I want to hear more of what he has to say.
He makes a great point that education and school isn't the same thing.
All right, let's continue here, and we'll expand on that in a moment and take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. This is SACL's CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including our listening options. We have listening live live streams. They are 24/7 around the clock. Our listen lines also around the clock. You can call in to our listen lines from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways for you to get Free Talk Live in your ears, plus our wonderful 70-plus radio affiliates all across the country. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in to more Free Talk Live.
And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, whether you want to start a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.com host you. They have little templates and site builder tools there to make it incredibly easy. And if you use code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, you will get your first month completely free at HostGator.com.
Well, we've been talking about college, and a lot of other people want to discuss this. We had Dylan on the line with us, and unfortunately, I think we lost his cell phone or something like that during the break. So maybe he'll get a chance to call back in, or maybe he was on a pizza run, because he was telling us that he had a master's degree in what was it? Architecture,
engineering.
And now he's working. It doesn't matter what it was in. He spent that time and that effort to get the master's degree, and he's working for Pizza Hut now.
Well, and that's one of those Pizza stories. Hut's a great employer, I'm sure, and they do a good job. But
that was not his intention.
School, no,
that was not why he spent X amount of dollars, X thousands of dollars.
If he puts himself into it every single day and gets out there and does his best, he will be, he'll do fine.
Sure,
but
that's true for anybody.
He's behind the ball when it comes to that degree. That degree puts him back that much farther than somebody who would have got out in the marketplace at 18. That of course had the skills to show up to work on time, with a good attitude and ready to work and to do that little bit extra for your boss.
So was college a ripoff for you, or was it a great investment? Did you not go and manage to make success out of yourself anyway? 800-259-9231. You're welcome to tell your story. Let's continue here. Mike, listening in Yakima to KUSA. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Mike in Yakima.
Did you turn it on?
You are on the air.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, here you are. Go for it.
Okay. I'm 49, just turned 49, got two kids in college.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter just finished, and she has a master's degree in economics now, and she owes between $60,000 and $70,000, and she's looking for work and hasn't found anything.
Now, what do you do with a master's degree in economics? Do you work for a college?
That's a very good question. In fact, believe it or not, she's asking that question herself right now.
Oh, my God. I would hope she would have asked that before she went into college.
Well, it can apply to many things, and hopefully she will find something that is her niche. But the college itself, when she inquired with them about job placement, just all they said was check the Internet.
Yeah.
And
wow.
That's what she's doing, and she's got her resume out there, but nothing yet. And she's considering, like some of the other callers, minimum wage or starting a business or something like that.
When did she get out? How long has she been out of college?
She's working on her thesis right now and will be done in a few months. She's also engaged to be married, and at least her fiancé does not owe money. But we, of the $60,000, we co-signed for $15,000 of it, but with the interest, it is now up to $20,000. So that is on our credit record, and then our son is partway through college also.
You said, Mark, that yes, he does own.
Yeah, if he's marrying her, he does too have $70,000 worth of college debt. It doesn't matter whether you have the degree. I'm paying off my wife's degree. I don't have one.
Yeah, well, they don't have two debts like that, only one. But, yeah, he knows about it.
That's brutal. I'm sure. Thanks for sharing your story tonight, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Scott, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to throw out an interesting one there. I have my credit rating is shot totally, completely. I have found, however, through this that it keeps the identity thieves away.
That's one thing.
Nobody
wants
really
to see it.
Because they do not want you. Second of all, I'm self-employed. I have been since I was a kid. So I've never actually held quote-unquote, gone out and pounded the pavement, looked for a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What have you done, may I ask? I mean, how have you been self-employed since you were a kid? What what skill were you engaging in back then that you're still doing today, or what's your story there?
I worked in trade as far as I was a refrigeration mechanic, and I was trained for that, and got bored with it, went on, did other various things, finally settled down and did electronics work for a living. And that's, well, that was actually a hobby, and then it turned into a living.
I love it when that happens. That's really one of the best things you could ask for, right? I mean, doing something that you love as a hobby and then ending up turning a profit at it.
Absolutely, because it was funny, because I woke up one day and I realized, I got a business here. I need an accountant fast. You know, and the other thing is, too, I don't do credit. I don't like credit cards. If I buy anything, I have to weigh it out and say, okay, is this going to, you know, is this going to, how can I turn a profit on this? Is this going to work for me? If I can't make money with it, then I'm not going to use it. And, you know, I pay cash for everything.
I don't blame you for that. And I used to have that exact mentality. I then, you know, got into the world of wanting to buy a house at some point, and having some credit does help with such things. So I think that there's something to be said for having a credit card and making payments so you can still build credit without necessarily going crazy and getting loans that are unnecessary. Like, you know, I'll use my credit card to buy gasoline for the car or something like that. But certainly some people, when they come across a credit card, or they believe it's free money or something like that. I'm not saying that you believe that, but people even understand what credit cards, what they really are.
Exactly. I mean, I had everything paid off, and I paid off everything. Yeah, bought everything here for cash.
Yeah, it sounds like you're pretty financially sensible, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good on you for managing to be an entrepreneur from a young age. I think that's absolutely fantastic, and better than that, rolling a hobby into a career. That's what I've done. Well, I mean, radio doesn't pay really anything when you get in. So technically, I've been in radio for a decade plus, more than a decade of my life. But this show particularly was really more of a hobby in the, you know, the first 4 or 5 years until we started to finally make some money at it.
So you brought me on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So we continue here, and we go to Doug listening in Evansville, listening to WGBF. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a comment about the credit scores. If I was an employer and I was looking at someone's credit score and I wanted them to maybe participate in managing my business and they couldn't manage their own money, I mean, that would be a good indicator not to hire a person.
No, I agree with you. But, I mean, for a burger flipping job, I don't know if I would really care that much about a credit score.
I don't think that's, you know, that level of job is really doing the credit.
The gentleman that we talked to earlier said that he was getting those kinds of checks on low-level jobs.
Oh, well, I mean, that sounds kind of silly, really.
Right. I don't want somebody with bad credit handling my money in the back office, but if they're going to be flipping some burgers and putting buns together, I don't really care.
I think there's one needs to enter into this situation understanding there's lots of reasons that people have bad credit, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to imagine that, you know, somebody during the housing, everybody during the housing bubble thought that houses were really worth what they were worth. That's why the prices kept going up. Plus the fact that medical bills, there's lots of reasons. Not everybody that goes out to Best Buy runs the credit card, you know, runs up $20,000 worth of debt and then decides not to pay.
Doug, I don't know if you have more, but you're welcome to stick with us here. We'll bring you back. Also, I think Dylan has called back in, the master's degree holder who's working at Pizza Hut. We'll get some more information from him. Hopefully he can hang through. We'll come back to Dylan in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush. Millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free, though there has been a theme to the calls tonight, that is college and whether or not it was worth it for you. What's your experience? 800-259-9231. You can also take the conversation anywhere you might like to direct it as well. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Not only that, but startpage.com offers you a proxy. So when you get your search results, you can actually have private browsing to the results. Thanks to startpage.com, it's completely free. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. As we go back to Doug, listening in Evansville, the WGBF. Doug, you were on the line with us, and I didn't feel like you had enough time to get your thoughts out, so what else did you want to share tonight?
I just want to comment on the schooling also. I dropped out of college pretty early, realized that it really wasn't going to benefit me, and I make more money than most of my friends that have graduated.
It's not uncommon.
I thank you for the call tonight, Doug. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go back to our caller who was on earlier. He unfortunately dropped off. Dylan, are you with us listening to WTAR in Virginia Beach? Pizza Dylan. Oh, he's there. Somebody's there. Hello.
He's probably delivering pizzas.
Hello? Yeah. Hey, Dylan?
Yeah.
You on a pizza run right now?
I actually was.
Right on.
Here's my point. Like I said, I'm gonna try to sound like a jerk what I said earlier because education is important. I'm proud of what I did, but I believe that, and this is the point I'm trying to make. I believe, and if you pay attention, that the education has turned into less of a institution and more of an industry nowadays. And you can see proof of this in all the commercials and whatnot that people are basically assaulted with about, you know, these universities, get your online degree, Phoenix, and I'm not trying to point out Phoenix or ECPI or any of the technical colleges, but it's the same thing with the, you know, with the state universities. They're putting this out nowadays almost like, not just something you're supposed to do, but, you know, it's like a money-making industry, and it's turned more into something for profit and has, you know, molding and changing citizens to take on certain positions in society.
Sure. You know, in any industry is going to be that way. You know, the car dealer is going to sell you a car whether you need a car or not if you go into the car dealership, and and that's fine. It's just this sort of this belief, this faith in America that you have to go to college in order to be successful. And I think that it sort of comes from a different time when essentially people, you know, you had to be married and have a degree in order to really make money in this world. And neither one of those things is true any longer.
So, well, if you don't mind, I mean, if you've got a moment, I've got a few more questions about your experience with the master's degree.
Sure.
So you get out of school, you've got this master's degree in engineering. What do you do? What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm interning for free at the local planning and engineering public works department.
How long have you been out of?
That's a great idea.
How long have you been out of school?
About 4 months.
Okay, so it hasn't been that long yet.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
and you're doing exactly the right thing by going in and doing an internship, because it proves your value to these people that are, you know, that will at some point be hiring an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Okay, so I was a little unsure of how long this had been going on for you. It's not like it's the complete end of the world. And how much debt was it that you'd accrued?
Close to $20,000.
$20,000. That's not the worst
story. A little more if you count the credit cards, but I mean, I'm counting straight up student loans.
Yeah, that's not the worst story you've heard so far tonight.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm talking to the people. Like, what really got me going is like the girl that called earlier, and people with $37,000 in debt. It's not something that you want to jump into, and our country's in debt right now. It's like a mirror of ourselves. We're going into debt, something that might not pan out. And is it another question I have, is it smart or is it good policy to continue to just hand out student loans and like it's candy? Because I went out trying to get a credit card for $1,000 when I was like 23. But hey, I could go take out $20,000 in debt and student loans, you know, like that, no problem.
Well, you can't go bankrupt from student loans, isn't that correct?
You can't get rid of them.
You can't just wipe them out through that bankruptcy process. So they're not as concerned with who they'll lend to as a result.
It's a nice tight iron around your neck.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share tonight about your experience, Dylan?
Just everyone, like I said when I first called up, you know, anyone who's thinking about going to college, don't go because, you know, your parents or your guidance counselor in school tells you to, you know.
Absolutely.
That just shoves it down your throat the hardest is the guidance counselor, because he's in the, what I call the industry also. I'm not saying it's any kind of conspiracy, but
there might be some conspiring going on. I mean, the people within the educational world have an interest in promoting the educational industry, and so they all kind of work together. That's why they had the college nights and everything like that, and they're constantly harping on having their kids in the high schools go to college. So they're all kind of working together, I think, to some extent. And it really is. They're just running people through the mill, shaking their pants pockets out, and then holding, like you said, $20,000, $30,000. We heard one call $70,000 in debt over their heads for the rest of their lives. Thank you, Dylan. I appreciate your story tonight. Let us know if you ever get out of the pizza job, or maybe you end up managing the place. Thanks for the call.
You know, I don't know how it was for you, Ian, but I never questioned whether I was going to college. It never even entered my mind.
You never questioned what?
Whether or not I was going to go to college. When I was in high school, it was a foregone conclusion that I was going to college, because that's what you did.
In high school, I didn't really have the motivation to go off to one of those four-year universities. I already knew that I wanted to do radio by the time I was a senior in high school. I had already gotten an internship at the local radio station down in Sarasota, Florida. And so I was already moving in that direction. I went to college because my mom wanted me to go to college. It was pretty much the reason I went to college, to make mom happy at that point in time. I was still living at her house, so it wasn't an unreasonable thing, I think, of her to demand. And plus, as I said, I was getting a scholarship, so it was mostly paid for. I wish now I could have taken it back, because I had to unlearn things. Some of the things they taught me, I only took one class that was in any way relevant to radio.
The associate's degree I had is called radio and television broadcasting. I took a film class. I took a, you know, like a history and film. I took a intro to television production, and I took a voice and diction class. There was not one class that was specifically tailored to radio. Voice and diction would have been the closest one to anything related to radio. And the stuff they taught me in voice and diction class, I had to unlearn.
Yeah, it was laughable.
It was so bad. It was so bad that what they taught me.
We used to make fun of you at the station
you
for
did.
It.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So that's my story. Let's get back to yours. 800-259-9231. And we continue with, I think, is Eric with us? No, Eric's gone. Let's go to Nick, listening in Tampa. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WFLA.
All right, fellas, I have a two-part, one positive, one negative experience with this. I graduated with my bachelor's degree, I taught for 2 years. That's what I went to school for, and then I realized I hated it.
Were you at a government school?
Oh, yes. Okay. I found that I was more warden than teacher, and I had this naive view that I was going to actually teach kids, and that's not what you do.
You turn into a glorified babysitter?
Yeah. So I got out. Now, one thing that was good about college, I'm doing okay right now. I guess, with this economy, I'm doing really well because I'm reasonably employed. But I was so failed miserably by my high school that college may have been worthwhile for me, just because when I left high school, I couldn't even write a term paper. The only reason I started the whole college thing was A, my family demanded it, and B, I wanted to play football. All right. Well, so I went to a junior college and I played ball out there. But anyways, the English teachers there taught me everything I know about the English language.
Okay. Oh,
and I, honestly, my high school, I learned absolutely nothing in high school. That diploma was the most worthless thing that I ever earned in my life.
I don't think that's an uncommon story at all. I mean, given the quality of the government schools in general across this country, if you want to share more, I'd welcome to hang on. You're welcome to do that. 800-259-9231. A lot of people get out of the government high schools and they have to take what they call remedial classes in order to just get the basics straight before they can start taking the regular college class.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, here to take your phone calls about what you want. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show. So we'll advertise, market, and promote, hence the name AMP, Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the country, up to 77 now, more to come. And in fact, by the way, welcoming our brand newest station, WCLO in Janesville, Wisconsin, AM 1230 up there, now joining us for our Saturday show. So welcome aboard to everybody listening in Janesville. And the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can really call about anything. We mean it when we say that. But the Free Talk Live AMP program helps get this show on more stations like WCLO. It's because of listeners like you who are sending over $3 a month with any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options that we're collecting that in from over 500 listeners right now, and it adds up. Some people give a little more than $3, but $3 is all we ask for, and that's less than the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So it makes a big difference for us. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you will get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about college. Was it worth it for you? Nick is on the line with us in Tampa listening to WFLA. Nick, you had a mixed bag of experiences. On one hand, the college was worthwhile for you because you got such a poor education in the government high schools.
Well, exactly. There was that. And then there was also, I got to be honest with you, regardless of what I did, I got out of college with a degree that I don't use today, but I did get a tremendous education out of the deal. I went to a very good college for my 4-year institution as well.
How much money did it cost you?
I'm not going to lie. I'm lucky my family covered the first 2 years I was on a football scholarship. That cost me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then my 4-year degree, my family paid for.
You are very fortunate. And as Mark said, that's probably the best situation you could hope for, to have somebody else cover it, whether
a scholarship,
a family, or
yes,
a scholarship. Anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight, Nick?
Yes, this is what I was going to say. Some people, I needed to go to college because certainly for 4 years, had I been working, I would have just done what I did when I was in college, which was work at bars, work here and there in construction, make some money, and accomplish nothing. So I might as well have got an education out of the deal, and a little bit of self-confidence, and everything else that went with it. Now, if I had it all to do over again, I would still go to college, but I would have majored, I would have went to law school, or I would have majored in accounting. I would have done something more career-specific than what I ended up doing. And like I said, no complaints from you here. My life's not bad, but it could have been a lot better. But all in all, that's all I'm saying is it's not necessarily a total waste of time because, honestly, I don't know that I would have utilized those 4 years better had I not went to college. That's just for me anyways.
And thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate your thoughts and your story. 800-259-9231. Look, when he went into college, he didn't know what he wanted to get out of it. It ended up working out okay for him. But I think that if you are not going, if you're ending high school and you do have a vision for what you want for your life, if college would help you, then that's a good. Then it might be a good idea. It might be worthwhile. It may very certainly well be worthwhile if you've got somebody else paying for it. But if you're going into college uncertain about the future and uncertain what exactly you want, as he said, if he, you know, looking back, he now knows what he might have been able to do do right. Get that straight before you get started, I think, is one of the best things you can do if you insist on going to college. Let's continue here at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jeff listening in Charleston to WSCFM. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Well, I just want to comment on the degrees. All my life, since I was four, I knew I was going to go into IT. I was, I guess, a genius when I was little, and I started programming before I could read, technically. And, I just went through life, and, I was all into the computers. And, as I got to the end of high school, I mean, I went to a horrible high school, by the way, to comment on the last caller. It was a public school, but it was probably one of the lowest in my area. But, I managed.
Mm-hmm.
I was that guy who got all A's and never took any books to class and finished all his homework before he got on the bus,
Nice.
So anyway, when I got to college, I was like, oh, this is going to be a breeze. I had a hard time, because I didn't know how to study, and it wasn't pretty much until my senior year that I learned how to study, but that's not what I'm calling to talk about. But as far as getting the degree, what I learned in college in the IT part, I can't say I actually used,
because
I figured all of that out before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was looking for jobs during college to, trying to get that experience built up for my resume, trying to get some kind of part-time gig or doing something, they always told me, well, we can't hire you until you have a degree.
Hmm.
And I always just found it interesting. It's like, everybody always told me, well, you're going to need experience in order to, get a job. And I was like, well, how am I supposed to get experience and no one hires me unless I have a degree? It was this catch-22. You got to have a degree to get a job, but in order to get a job, you need experience. So I always ran into that, but luckily, very fortunate. It took me a little bit longer because I had some trouble in the non-IT area fields, like finance, accounting. I got a couple of F's in those classes. I mean, I just wasn't good at that stuff. But it was required for me to finish, and it did take me a little bit longer. I went to
even though none of it is actually relevant to what you're doing, right? I mean, the finance and all that.
Well, at the time, I was like, no, I don't understand why I need this stuff. But once I graduated, and I got a job pretty much the same week I graduated, I was very fortunate. And it wasn't a job I was looking for. It was actually I applied for a job that I applied for all during college. When I went to the same guy and I said, well, I'm about to get my degree in a week. Now I'm qualified for this job. And he's like, well, actually, now you're overqualified.
What?
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, and I was like, well, wait a minute. For the last 4 years, you've been telling me I need a degree. I get a degree. I want to work here. And the guy's like, well, I can't hire you now because I can't afford you. You now have a college degree.
What
and
is
I
that?
Just looked at the guy, and I was like, really? So, but he did, fortunately, he referred me over to another guy that was looking for a job, an IT administrator. And, I started my career there, and, I'm a couple of years in now, and I ended up actually starting my own business.
Oh, good for you.
Computer consulting while I have a full-time job. I actually work at the Naval Base here.
How much debt do you have?
How much debt do I have?
Yeah. From
actually,
college.
From college?
Yeah, sorry.
That's actually the only debt I have overall. Now it's only $3,000.
That's not too shabby. How did you end up getting it so cheap? Did somebody pay for it, most of it, or scholarship?
Well, my dad served 25 years in the military.
I see.
So they gave me a free ride, and I rode that all the way until it ran out, and then I realized I hadn't finished school yet.
If you can get it, I say. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, because the last thing you want to do is get into college, get into debt, get out, and find out you don't have any job prospects, find out you've got to take a minimum wage job, and then you're stuck paying these college payments. I think that's the absolute worst situation anybody could be in.
Yeah, there's worse things than going to college on a scholarship, that's for sure. I mean, I suppose there are people out there that decide they want to get started in the working world without taking up the offer on college. But if it's free, it seems to me that it'll give you an advantage over somebody. All things considered, a degree is better than not having a degree, but that huge piled up
what's
debt.
What's it cost?
Yeah.
What's the degree cost? What's your return on investment going to be, really? And that's what we've been hearing all night long, people's different stories. Let's go to Cleeton, listening in Arcadia, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cleeton.
Yeah, how's it going?
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm weighing in on the cold college thing. As of previous Wednesday, I am a college dropout. It's pretty interesting, actually.
After how long?
5 years off and on.
So you were in college off and on for 5 years. You've now decided you don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. Why?
My parents had paid for the previous time, and that money had run out, and I decided it was something I didn't want to go into debt over, which is kind of what you guys have been bringing up.
Well, the credits are still there if you decide to go back, and you know.
And I just kind of was. I'm not a grade motivated kind of student, so if I can see if I go back in the future and pay my own money, it'll be easier for me to, you know, get the piece of paper and
Sure. When you're actually paying for the degree, suddenly you care a little bit more about how your grades go.
Yeah. What is it you're doing now for work?
I'm currently delivering pizzas, but it's opened up a whole lot of things, and I actually have a plan of action now to get in the Free State Project and move on out there.
Oh, that's fantastic. We haven't even mentioned the Free State Project yet tonight, but I know that there was a Domino's was hiring up here in Keene recently. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. We'll talk a little more about the Free State Project here. Come up in hour number three. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live Hour 3. Up next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.